Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People, a radio show. Today is Saturday and evening, a Sunday evening. Sorry, we got things confused. The reason being is that we're so celebrating the fact of what happened yesterday in Texas, and it was great to see. Before we get into that, let me go and give you an open dialogue. Over the last few months, we've been exposing fraud, we've been exposing criminal activities, we've been doing that to the truth. We are literally focusing on putting the spotlight on corruption, not just here in Broward County, but all over the country. A lot of the things that we say became talking points for various candidates, and a major one, whether it's be law and order, crime, the price of gas, food, and otherwise, all the way down the line, very big in the school boards, the parental rights, and things of that nature. But we're also very big in the Constitution and the laws. And the thing is that the Democrats, which is no longer, which approved that, they're no longer in existence, but the Democrats and their supporters love to attack the right for free speech, your freedom of speech, and they go after you in every which way you can and do other things to try and silence the facts, the truth, because they cannot handle the truth. And I'm telling you, eventually it'll come back to bite you in the butt. A situation where there was a guy that claimed he was innocent in the beginning, and now, you know, innocent people, they tend to fight for their innocence, and they want to get this into the courthouse and clear the name. But in time, it like evolved that instead of doing that, he ended up trying every which way to get out of the court system, which tends to make you believe he's guilty. And with the facts being presented, he is guilty. But the deal, this is very important. You cannot hide behind things. And there's nothing in this world that could take you out of the court system if you're being charged with a criminal activity. The information now is posted online, including that all the laws, bylaws on hospice. If you read the whole thing, there is nothing in it that says that hospice supersedes the courts, traditional. And it doesn't. In fact, it actually shows that hospice is for people that's immediately terminally ill, immediate death. Not near death, but immediate death. They could die any second. And they give you up to 6 months. And then on rare occasions, they'll add another 6 months, and that's it. At that point, if you're still alive, you'll be taken off a hospice and be put into another type of classification because you're not dying, not legally dying. By dying means you got, based on the information that was posted, you literally have to be bedridden, that you can't get out, you can't do anything and stuff. And there's certain guidelines that you follow. And as far as we know, we here on the truth agree that people in hospice care should have the medical attention stuff because they're on their last legs and it should be made comfortable because hospice is for the families and the person that's dying to make comfortable in the last few hours that they live. Not to sit at home to watch TV or go to a church or to a party and things like that. If you could travel 5 miles, you could travel 7 miles, you could travel 13 miles to the court. There is no limit in miles to do things. It doesn't work that way. So based on the information that this guy presented himself, proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that justice, the courts, supersedes hospice. It's in there. He put it out himself. We can't deny it. That's if you actually read it, which you probably didn't, because it sounds like he didn't, or he wanted to see things that weren't there, because he is just as paranoid as they're both saying. There was no innocent person in this case. Not really. So that's it there. Also, when you give information to a court, this is how judicial systems work. I cannot go to a judge and say so-and-so and so-and-so is guilty. The first of all, the judge won't take the call. He won't do it. It goes to the clerk, and then the clerk says you can't do it because it's ex parte, because one side over the other, without giving the other information the thing. So it's ex parte, which means it's stricter from the court anyway. So in order to give information in a particular case, you got to supply the prosecuting attorney, the defense attorney, and the judge. When all three have it, then it's in the court system and it could be allowed or it could be thrown out. But that's how judicial systems work. I should know I'm involved with it in some way. And we gave you experimental stuff on the podcast about insurance fraud and things of that nature, about moot court and stuff like that. Changing sides, no, I didn't change sides. I just stepped out of it. I'm not on the victim side. I'm not on the criminal side. I'm on law enforcement side. I'm on the citizens of Broward County side. And I refuse to circumvent the courts to get a guilty man off. I refuse to commit a felony to defraud the courts on a phony hospice case. And talking about hospice 2-3 years ago to try and keep a guy out of court when he clearly, and his own doctors did not believe it's ready for that, I did not want to take it. That's when I walked. That and the consistent physical and mental attacks he's been taking on at that time his girlfriend and others, including road rage. I didn't want to have any part of it. So I started to walk, and I could prove it. So if you want me to testify in court, I'll gladly testify, and it'll probably cost, I'm working for because I believe in federal state under laws and the people that's involved, supporting law enforcement as well as the laws of the state of Florida and the Constitution. They're probably going to call me a hostile witness on either side, which gets to be leading questions if you don't know what a hostile witness is. It provides either side to have leading questions and as a witness, which is fine. Because I got nothing to hide. And by the way, getting information over a period of time and changing one side to not be on either side, to be for the truth, it's not a crime. It's called evolving as the evidence provided through the system. That's what any good person will do once they realize what the evidence is there and how to react to it. It's called being honest. It's being truthful. And it's concentrating on the law. So go ahead, slander, lie, cheat, steal. Who gives a damn about it? In the end, the truth always comes out. And laws, law enforcement, and the rule of law, and the Constitution wins out. And that's not just in this case, but in any case. And by the way, if you don't show up in court after what you did back on the 12th, you will be arrested for contempt, and you'll be dragged into court. And I guarantee it, it's not my ruling. It's already been ruled by the judge, and the warrants have already been issued. So, and I didn't interfere with you in any which way in this case. It is the law. That's it. When I mentioned things about judges to follow the state legislature, state laws, and the bylaws of an individual state, is the penal codes of the individual state, that's up for things. So judges are voted in by the people in some cases, or appointed by someone who's voted in by office. So they're open book too. And if they're violating or going against the very penal code, very oath that they swore to duty, we as individuals in the state and in the country have the right to say something. That was one of the things that makes this country great. There is nothing, and I repeat, nothing, there is no laws broken here in any way. In fact, it's being honored and respected. And that's the difference. And then at the end, the truth will always come out, sometimes longer than others, and that's the thing. And before we end this, there is no way for anybody to be allowed to bring up a child, especially a newborn, to hang around people that is criminal, that lies, cheats, and defrauds the court, that has issues, that cannot honestly tell the truth, and could be a dangerous to society as a whole. And that's a big thing, because when you bring up a child, you better have a better environment so that child has a chance to have a life and to improve and to follow that life. Because if anything happens to that child, the mother and father of those parents could go to jail. They're definitely going to lose the kid, and they could go to jail. So better think twice on who you hang out with. Because in the end, life is precious, and babies' lives are precious, and human life is precious, and we support life, and we support law and order, and that's why we support law enforcement, and we're glad that all the police officers that quit NYPD is coming down to Florida, because we're hiring them here in Broward County and elsewhere, and we're going to make Broward County safe again. Now I'm going to introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. Do you have anything to say? Scarlett?
You know what?
Hey, what?
Hi. Hi. You know
Hi.
What?
What?
I watched Donald Trump last night.
Yeah, so
and you know what?
You know?
He was
what?
In Robstown, Texas, and it was really an awesome rally. It was. I was moved by it.
There were a couple of things they did. What was the biggest
You know what? If you saw it, right? They had these flags hanging midair, hanging with weights, and they weren't blowing away. It was such a cool effect. Lots of American flags. Very patriotic. Very right, red, white, and blue. And the people in the crowd, they were dancing, they were hugging, they were doing everything. And then Donald Trump came out and he spoke and he talked about all the candidates and how great the state is and how things are going to change. And he spoke two things, because every time he does a rally, I watch it. But one thing, usually he says, maybe I'm going to be running, just maybe, maybe. But last night he said probably, and that gave me a bulb going off. And number two, I thought the crowd was very patriotic, okay? And the Texans were very nice, very nice. And it gave me a deep surprise when they sang the Star Spangled Banner, and they didn't make a mistake, which is real good. And the whole crowd, and I think Trump was kind of like flabbergasted by it. You know, he was caught up, and he just thought it was just so awesome. And this tells me that the Democrat Party is going to lose, and they're going to lose big. It's going to be a tsunami wave. We're going to take back.
What happened there? Yes. The governor's up by as much as 15 points, 14 points, something like that.
Yes.
Beto can't win. First of all, he'll be a three-time loser. Beto's a clown anyway.
His name is Robert, okay?
Yes.
And the guy is just off the field. He got burnt out when he went to kindergarten. They indoctrinated him. Sad.
But
his parents
he's totally
did a shit
wacky.
Job. You know?
Anyway,
Anyway, let me finish. Okay, we're going to take back the Senate. We're going to take the House. We're going to take many governors' houses. We're going to take a lot of mayors and commissioners and school boards and secretary of states and attorney generals and DAs and ADAs. And we're going to get rid of a lot of superintendents of schools and judges. And we're going to start, the country is going to start being cleaning out one by one. And I'm so excited about it because the people will be revered and loved again. And we won't be having this crap and being punished by Joe Obama. And it's going to be great. You know?
Oh, by the way, revived, talking about Obama, revised the picture of Obama hugging Charlie Crist.
Charlie and Barry Satoro? We revised it? The hugging
picture?
Yeah,
revised that picture. The one that destroyed, the one that brought in back in the day, Marco Rubio ran for Senate the first time around. He ran against Charlie Crist, and Charlie Crist lost because of the Obama, which is one of the most hated people, especially down here. And Charlie Crist hugging each other, and so Rubio defeated him in the Republican primary at the time, because at that time Crist was Republican. Charlie Crist is a Republican, independent, Democrat, and so forth, and he flips around whichever the one belongs. But he's down by 15, 20 points now, dropping fast.
Good.
You know,
good.
That's a big thing.
Is his political life done, or is he going to run against
Charlie,
something else?
Charlie Crist's political life is over. Same thing with Beto. He'll be over, too.
Val
Demings' life is over, too. What?
He'll run for president.
By the way, No. And Val Demings, when she loses to Marco Rubio, which is Marco's up by 6 to 8 points, Val Demings will be out of the House, and that seat's going to be flipped.
Is she going to come back to law enforcement?
No, we don't want her. She's horrible as law enforcement. Anyone that supports open borders, there's a revolving door in the criminal activity. People that killing babies from the womb, from the day of conception until afterlife, supporting legalizing all kinds of drugs, and people dying left and right. Over 120,000 people died this past year from fentanyl laced cocaine and other opioids.
One the other day, a baby.
In Broward County, a toddler had THC gummies. The mother was charged with murder. People that don't understand, marijuana does kill. If babies take it, they will die. Marijuana does kill. Yeah. THC and that stuff.
It's not made the same. It's not the same. It's poisoned.
That's why we're very big on helping, making sure and exposing all these criminals down here, the drug dealers and stuff. And I promise you, and things will be changing in the next few weeks here in Broward County. And one of the biggest things we're going to be doing is going after the drug dealers and all the enablers to make sure to protect the lives of our children, especially newborns and things like that who hang around with drug dealers. We're going to protect those little kids.
Is that going to be past and present?
Past and present. We're going to clean house here in Broward and the Tri-County area, working through the three counties with all the law enforcement things, including bringing back stop and frisk, which will help us find these dealers and the weapons involved, illegally held and stuff like that. And we can actually make an inroads to limit crime, not just in Broward County, but in the Tri-County area. And that's one of the things that we are going to be setting up. But
What's going to happen with the illegals?
We're going to arrest them and round them up and hand it over to ICE, which will be deporting them. We are not going to follow Biden in any which way. We're going to go and actually deport them. And if Biden and his gangs come down here, we'll take them into custody.
You know what? You can't follow Biden. He gets lost.
Yeah, that's true, too. He doesn't even know how to get off the stage. But, yeah,
that's
he falls
true.
Asleep in interviews. And he said this morning in an interview that maybe I'll be dead tomorrow, you know, that type of thing. So he's actually not the other way.
He's off the planet.
Yeah.
I think that once the tsunami happens, because it's going to, I think the day after this, they're going to impeach Biden and Kamala and put in two other dingbats.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they bring in. They'll be gone by January 2nd or 3rd anyway, because the way it's set up. But so either way, no matter.
They're all going to be arrested for being traitors. That's going to go on down here. Anybody who's associated with certain things and the sidekicks, they're all going to be arrested, complicit to the crime.
Yeah, violation of Hatch Act, among other things. There's a lot of different things that they'll be violating.
By the way, we
have to talk about one thing. It's called early voting. Early voting starts in many states tomorrow. We want everyone to go out and vote according to what they need. If your parents, you got to vote for candidates that believe in parental rights, that support that you. Yes. It's you. It's your child, not the government. And if you do that, if you understand that if the Democrats win, you're going to lose your right to your children. That's what they want to do. They want to take the rights to your kids
If I was them, I wouldn't be sending my kids to school. I'd be homeschooling them.
Also, they're also going to be buying, you go to the gas, they gas is somewhere between In Florida, it's somewhere between $3.30 and $4 a gallon. Some states it's over $4. Some states it's close to $5. Out west, it's over $7, $8. The average, according to AAA, the average price of gas is around $4 in the nationwide. Don't forget, just 2 short years ago under Trump, it was $1.89. So if you want to continue high prices.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, continue.
Okay. All right. If you want to continue to have high prices and high prices at the store and pay double or triple to fill your car up, then vote Democrats. If you want to be able to pay your gas, fill up your tank of gas, and go to your job, go to the store, and come home with some money left over, then vote Republican. Inflation is started by Biden and the Democrats. We are energy independent before they got into office, illegally, by the way, because of steel. Yeah. And we need to vote to get them out of office. So you need to do that by voting Republican tomorrow as early voting. We have the greatest governor in the state of Florida and the country in Ron DeSantis. Everyone goes out and vote for DeSantis to continue being Florida free, the free state of Florida. We have the best lieutenant governor with Nunes. We have the best AG that's attorney general
Moody.
Ashley Moody. And we have the best senator going right now, which is Marco Rubio. Both them, plus all the Republican candidates, Scotty Moore, you know, Scotty's a great guy. Carla Spalding, a friend of mine, she and I have our differences sometimes, but every time I come and meet her and go someplace with her, I end up being her security, a bodyguard. And so both of us, we need Carla Spalding and get rid of Debbie Wasserman and Schmutz.
She supports
open borders, revolving door on the crime. So that's what we need to get out of.
Those illegals that are in New York City, they're building I don't know what they're building. How many are there, and where are they building that?
They're building on an island right outside of between Bronx and Manhattan, that whole area. They're building a tent city and stuff, but once the weather gets really cold, that's going to be horrible. But crime is so bad. Oh, by the way, our friend in New York, he's there now. He said everywhere he goes, he sees Lee Zeldin signs every which way. So that's
good.
A big thing.
I heard he was 37% down in New York, in the city. And that I don't know
yeah,
what that state
okay,
is, but I know
is
Huckle going to lose.
Yeah,
if
this is the rule. This is the rule. Okay, this is the rule of thought in New York City. If you're staying, New York City is dominated by Democrats. But if you're polling around 30 to 40% in New York City, you're going to win the election across the state.
Yes,
that's a big boost. And right now, Zeldin is up anywhere from 2 to 4 points. That's not counting America First people, Trump supporters and stuff, who doesn't follow
and
polls.
The independents.
And the independents are swifting. Latest polling data across the country showed that Republicans up by 15 to 20 points on independents nationwide. They also are up on Latinos. And even the black community is now swinging that way because of crime and because of right to life. They support right to life.
And you know what else? It costs a lot for everything.
Right.
Okay. They were just getting wet with Trump and building their life and making it really fabulous for themselves and revenue and homes and everything. And then Fauci created the China virus. And that brought the economy down, and then the closing, and the whole bullshit went on with that, and then them stealing the election, and then them bullshitting on them again, but with all the bullshit they pulled, we found out everything. That was their Achilles heel. We found out what they were doing in school. We found out what they were doing with people to hurt them. They murdered people. We just found out everything, and then Biden came in, and then he destroyed everything, the economy and pricing and delivery. And I think he changed the jab. I think there's something in that formula that was changed because people are dying from the jab.
We have a videotape that we got from one of the platforms where Fauci and the guy from Microsoft,
Bill Gates.
Yeah, we're talking on the video, and in that video, through a hot mic, they were talking about removing some things from the formula of the They were moving some things that was inside the actual vaccine. It's like RFD type chip type thing.
Right.
No, a lot they of people. Okay, more
the
people.
They changed the components inside the vaccine and
a
made
lot of
it
people,
so people would die.
A lot of people got sick after they got shots and jabs.
I read stories of some woman who was in the hospital with COVID for 7 months.
I talk to people all the time, and people getting COVID, and I ask them point blank, did you get it before or after you got the booster? They said after I got the booster. Every one of them said the same thing.
I did the first shot. It was one shot, Johnson & Johnson. I didn't have any side effects. I didn't feel sick, and I didn't do anything after that. One was good enough for me, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, my arm hurt a little bit. It was swollen for a while, but nothing, okay? And there is no way I'm doing anything else, okay?
I did the Pfizer and I did not do the boosters at all. I was asked if you wanted. No. I said, no way in hell. And my doctor said, and both doctors said, smart person, smart move. It's the right way. In fact, a lot of people.
I'm not doing the flu shot. I'm not doing any shots as long as these creepies are putzing around. I'm not letting them near me.
Well, I haven't done this one. Usually, every year I've been doing the flu shot since I got 65, but this year I haven't done it yet.
Last year.
Yeah, I know. This year I haven't done
it. Obama was in the house, okay? And I believe Obama and Fauci and all of the little critters did something. I just do, okay? And I'm usually never wrong. I usually call it, and it's it, okay? So... just like I say about Halloween, don't buy the candy.
Be very careful with fentanyl.
Stop doing drugs. There's something up with the drugs, people. It ain't worth getting the buzz to die. Nothing's worth dying for. Nothing.
And anyone thinks that marijuana is not a gateway drug has to have their head examined.
Yeah, but they altered the components in it so people would die. It's Agenda 21, okay?
Yes.
It's genocide.
Yeah.
This is what's going on.
That's similar to what Joe Rogan was talking about. Look, Joe Rogan By the way, Joe Rogan's not, nobody's going to see a penny out of Joe Rogan anyway. But the bottom line, because it's going to be overturned in the appeal, because it's called freedom of speech.
Alex Jones and all of them.
Steve Bannon. That's also, and by the way, okay, let's go back to the rally. As soon as Trump mentioned the J6, the illegitimate J6 committee, the clown show, the unselect committee, as he calls it, that's when the 30,000 plus started to sing the national anthem, Star Spangled Banner. And when that happened, everybody that was watching, the tens of millions of people around the world and that have been watching it on RSBN or Newsmax or OA and everywhere else, knew at that moment that that was the death knell and the death of the Democrat Party. That was it. That's good. They're gone forever at that point.
Liz and Dick Cheney, they're culpable. They're culpable. They're crazy.
And then Liz Cheney said today that she's going to make sure that Trump doesn't make it to a circus if he comes. She ain't going to be around to make it to a circus.
You know what?
She's going to be in jail.
She is one big commie. You cannot control people. It's called freedom of speech.
Under oath, he has the right to bring the evidence that he has to show that we have documented proof. We have documented proof that Nancy Pelosi and the FBI and the mayor of Washington, D.C., Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
She won't let him show
it.
She won't let him. You want to bet she won't let him show it?
It doesn't matter. It's scheduled for November 18th. She's not going to be around on November 18th. There are things coming down that's going to happen. She knows it. She's a self-abridged because Donald Trump went after and exposed the corruption by the Cheneys in Halliburton and the Iraq War. And it's all about...
They're
going to
be recoded. They're going to go to jail, and they're going to be recoded.
I'm going to tell you, the American people will not allow this to happen. By them seeing the Star Spangled Banner yesterday spontaneously, right? I was no culture or anything else, and then chant the USA after that, and then later on said, let's go branded on something else. You tend to know that unselect committee, the J6 garbage, is gone. It's over. And that the Democrats have lost every race. When you got Washington State, Oregon, New York, Michigan, Wisconsin, all ready to flip red.
Connecticut.
All the way down the line.
Connecticut's
in play. Blumenthal's in trouble. Yeah.
West Virginia. Vermont.
They're all in play. New Hampshire's in play.
Delaware's in play.
I talked to every state. Oh, by the way, Sarah Palin's going to win her seat, and so is the one, and Merkel, what's her name, from Alaska.
Chewbacca's
going to win that seat.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. Rick Scott, who's the head of the Senate committee to elect Republicans, is predicting 55-45. I think we could get 60-40. There is a lot of things in play. I think we could win 50 to 100 seats in the House. I think we could run the gauntlet here in Florida, get rid of everything. I think Joe Butt will defeat the Ted Deutsch.
Gary Moskowitz by a big hit. Is anybody running against Lois Frankel?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the situation is. They may hold that seat.
Okay.
Scotty's got to win his seat. He's Scotty Moyes all over the place. You know, and I think Carlos Baldwin will defeat Debbie this time. Debbie's down big, and people are tired. Even
they're going to steal it. This is what's going to happen.
Not this time.
She's going to.
She doesn't have Brenda Snipes, number one. Number two, we have election integrity teams in place everywhere, including in Miami-Dade supervisor election, as well as Broward County supervisor election. We already arrested a bunch of people in this county and also in Miami-Dade and elsewhere. We're on top of it. And I'm telling you, in the next few days and next few weeks, there's going to be a big change in law enforcement in the Tri-County area, where we're going to make sure that every thug is put away and make sure that every legal vote is counted. Voter integrity is one of the top issues across the country. People are tired of the steal. It's crime.
Voter integrity team is counting the votes, people. Trust me,
We are counting the votes.
Right.
Our election integrity teams in every state is trying to count the votes. Anyone that tries to interfere will be eliminated, be taken down, arrested, and put in its place. We are not having a repeat of 2020.
If you try to do Taiwan ballots, they will be examined.
If you caught doing... drop boxes, and you're dropping in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or harvest voting, a harvest balance, you will go to jail, and those ballots will be discarded.
What's going to happen with the news network and the medias who try to pull shit?
They are being guarded closely, and they're being watched. There's a lot of news media reporters that quit. Some of them came clean and talking. I want to talk about that. I want to thank Greg Kelly for being so big on it, and the one from Fox News, Greg, didn't do his last name, but Greg Jarrett's doing a great job in exposing fraud. Greg Kelly's doing the same thing. We also want to thank Tulsi Gabbard. Oh, I love that girl. And back in the day, she was the only Democrat in the last, I would say, 10 years that I actually supported, because she was like a bulldog, but she actually supported the Constitution. And if Bambi Bryas and Malls, and one of the main reasons she flipped is because she got tired of our kids being brainwashed with drag shows, the drag queens, and indoctrination recruitment. She did not like that. She doesn't want CRT. She's a fan of parental rights. She's big on that. Honesty, integrity. She supports law enforcement, secure borders. She wants to get rid of the drug dealers, get rid of the gangs, and bring back riots and walls, and make sure our freedom of speech, the Constitution, is there.
You know, we get attacked because people say we're anti-lesbian, anti-gay, anti-transgender, anti-LGBTQ.
Well, there is a... Okay. Well, we have the right to say what we're saying.
There's only two sexes here. And I only believe in marriage with a man and a woman. And that's just the way it is. Okay? But there are only two sexes, a man and a woman. That's it. That's what I believe. That's the way it is.
What you do in your bedroom is your business, not mine.
It's your personal life. I don't need to know about it. I don't really care. Okay? But you go on your social media and you jabber your mouth and you know. You have no respect for no one else.
Scientific fact, no one is born gay. There's no such thing as
a
gay
dream. If a man wants to be with a man and get dicked up the ass, I don't need to know about it, okay? And if a woman wants to be with a woman and get her pussy licked, I don't need to know about it. I don't need to know about hook-ons or any of that shit. If you want to wear women's clothing, wear it.
But
you know what? They're generating They're generating shit to hurt people. It's not being used in a positive way. And they are low self-esteem with poor coping skills. And the reason they have to change themselves is because they don't like who they are.
And if they start
and
liking who they are,
you can't love anybody if you don't love yourself.
Right. And if you can't, if you're not comfortable in your own skin, then find some way to get comfortable in your own
skin.
But I don't
need to know about it.
Right. Don't push
it
onto others. Don't push it onto
your life. You want to be what you want to be. That's fine. I don't need to know about it. It's not that important. It's not like I run around and say, yay, I'm a Sadie. I'm a married lady, you know? Nobody gives a shit. Okay? It's not important.
The point is,
let people be what they want to be, not change them because you want to hurt them, and it's hurting them. I am an advocate for the children. I always have been, and I will be, and I will expose that crap because I like it.
You want to be
an enigma? That's your life. But don't turn it on to children. They don't want to be enigmas. They don't need to be. And you don't have to screw with their heads and their minds to make them feel like little shits. They're great. They're special. And they are awesome. And they're all unique and different. And they're going to live life the way they want to live life, not the way you see it fit
now,
for them to become an enigma.
Let me answer. It's being done on purpose because they call them the groomers, and they're trying to brainwash the kids to become something they're not. Because
they were groomed because they have low self-esteem.
Scott, let me finish this. The reason why they're doing it is because they want to demobilize the family entity. They want to bring people down to
low self-esteem,
low confidence. The idea is they could break up these families, nucleus of a family. That's when they can take over and control them. That's what that is. Meanwhile, suicide on transgender up tremendously. Most of them die at a young age. Number two is nobody should be teaching little kids. Kindergarten, preschoolers, kindergarten kids, elementary school, even middle school kids, about sex or genes or sexual orientation or anything. That's child abuse. And if they blame me for getting a teacher fired because we exposed the grooming, so be it. I'll take credit for it. That's fine.
You know
because
what?
Our children is being assaulted by these enigmas, and we need to stop it. And the teacher's
when
union
you turn
is a 21, big culprit.
Let's just say you turn 21, right? That's you're an adult, okay? You can do whatever you want with your life. But you don't have to lay it on somebody else because you can't handle it.
You know, the bottom line is that people out there are not allowing our children to have the values and moral compass that they deserve. They don't allow these foundations to fulfill their passions and dreams. The Democrats, which is no longer communists, because that's what they are, want to eliminate the American dream. They want to eliminate dreaming. They want to eliminate success. They feel that people fail on things and they could come to the government to control them because the idea is to control them from the minute they're born to after they're dead because they want after death taxes and all that stuff. And then they use the dead bodies, the dead people to vote as Democrats. So that's what they do. But the point is we as individuals, we as Republicans, we as America First people and supporters of MEGA, Make America Great Again, people and supporters believe that every American person has the ability to fulfill their passions and dreams, to continue to fight for your dreams and never, ever give up. When I tell these people on the phone all week, when they have all kinds of situations, do yourself a favor, don't ever give up. Focus on what you're doing and never, ever let it defeat you. Never give up. And that's how it is. And they love that. And that's the point. You never give up on your dreams. If you're a parent, that's what you should be telling your children. Follow what's in your heart and soul. Follow your passion and your dreams and work with it. If you fail You know, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and follow and continue. Never give up on what you want to do in your dream. If you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a nurse, you want to be a teacher, you know, it doesn't matter. You want to go up to be the first an astronaut going to Mars. It doesn't matter. The point is follow your dreams, and that's what this country is all about. We are the greatest country on earth. People are literally dying to get into this country so they can become and fulfill that American dream. Follow it, because we as a country under our Constitution have the ability to fulfill those dreams. We have to give you an opportunity to do it. It's up to you to take that opportunity. But these Democrats, every Democrat right now, want to take that dream away. That's why you must vote for America First candidates, Stein tomorrow, Republicans, Stein tomorrow. Go ahead.
I think that we need to get rid of the United Federation of Teachers and all teacher unions.
I agree.
I think there are some really bad teachers that are inside school hurting children. They have an agenda, not to educate, but to screw with the kids' minds and hurt them. Because they don't see it that way. They just see it, well, I have an agenda and this is what you need to be. They want to be a role model for them. So these kids think that they're their heroes. Okay? Mothers, hold it. Parents should all instill in their children to know that these people are not true. So say kindergartners, they need to be told that people try to tell you things that make no sense to you, that mommy and daddy don't talk about, you need to go and tell.
Right. And we got teachers that tell the kids in school not to tell the parents, to give you all these pronouns and stuff like that. Go running. The first thing you kill kids is to run to your parents and tell them so we can get these teachers fired. Because that's not
right.
The way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Number one. Okay.
We need to close the Department of Education in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, bring it back to the local level. We need to do
very
that.
Very local. I think the towns, and you need to know who you put in. You need to vet people. You know, just to say, hi, I'm going to do this for you and this for you. That's not also the best thing. Okay, you really need to look at them and see and quiz them and debate them and ask them a billion questions. Because then you can figure out if they're true.
Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow for Florida residents, there's a debate between DeSantis and Crist. It's the only debate out there for those two. DeSantis is going to cream Crist up big time. DeSantis is extremely talented.
I mean, Gilliam's in jail for 36 counts. So
yeah, he's in jail for many years now.
Can you imagine if that's squat one? Shit. You know what? Who's covering it? Do you know what time is when?
I got to look at 7:00. And I think it's CBS or something like that. But you guys,
right.
It's 7:00. You got to look it up on TV. That's number one. You know, and it's in the West Palm Beach area. It's in Fort Pierce, let's put it that way. So that's where it's at. And DeSantis will be down here also campaigning again. And also he's got two agendas he's got to do in the next, either this week or after the election. And that is going to be changing law and order down here in Broward County. Which we're instrumental on, and also getting rid of the school chancellor in Broward County, which we're also instrumental on. Yes, 7:00 tomorrow.
CBS.
Okay, CBS has it. Okay, and so that's the big thing, right? Record it.
And I don't know what channel everybody has. CBS is channel 4 for me with
yeah.
what I have. So.
Yeah. Anyway, we got 4 minutes of change left. So Wednesday is 8 o'clock. So check your listings for 8 o'clock for our show.
Hopefully we'll have no technical issues.
Yeah, last week we had plenty of technical issues for work and everything else.
With Comcast
so,
and the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
It was just
yeah,
a full day. Yeah. So hopefully, with God's grace, we'll run smoothly and things will be happening.
Yeah. I'm telling everybody before we sign off to get out there starting tomorrow, bring 20, 30, 40 people out. Vote Republican, vote America First. Vote Mega.
Even if you voted already, drive people to the poll.
We need to make sure that freedom stands, the Constitution stands, and no communist is in charge of any office here in Florida or anywhere in the country. Remember, remember, people, the especially Miami-Dade, and for the first time in 20 years, Miami-Dade is expected to go Republican with DeSantis because nobody wants Cuban, Venezuelans, and stuff that came into this country and became citizens to escape socialism and communism. They know what's coming. And they are going to vote DeSantis and freedom. Over Charlie Crist and his communist lieutenant.
Marco Rubio. Same thing.
They'll be voting Marco Rubio because his parents escaped
right.
the communism, and he knows what
right.
it's like. And Val Demings is a communist. By the way, it's not racist. We got 3 minutes left, 2.5 minutes, so we're going to say goodnight. Say goodnight, Scarlett.
Good night, everybody. God bless you. I'll be back Wednesday. Have a great, safe evening. Bye.
Good night, everybody. Get out there and vote. America First. Freedom is at stake. Your parental rights are at stake. Vote Republican and save your family and everyone else. God bless you all and have a great night. See you on Wednesday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I gladly stand up next to you faith in her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.